KWCO-FM, HD1, Chickasha. It's time for news.
Fair and 63, good morning. George Plummer in with Cool 105.5 News. Today, Monday, April 30th. News sponsored by E&E Construction, First National Bank and Trust, and Ferguson Funeral Home. Nice day today, sunny and 77. Chance for some rain and storms moving in late tonight, and will be with us through about Thursday. There's a pretty good chance for some severe weather coming in Wednesday. Make sure you stay weather aware. A UTV accident claims the life of a little girl. The story part of today's Cool News.
When it comes to garage door repairs, nobody gets you back on track like Paul Batchelder and John Ellis at E&E Construction. Whether it's simply a stubborn garage door opener or you need to replace a broken spring, call E&E Construction and they'll get right to it. They'll even install new garage doors for residential and commercial buildings. Quality, reliability, dependability. That's E&E Construction. Call 779-6558. That's 779-6558.
A sad story out of Amber today as an 8-year-old has died in a UTV accident. It happened on private property southeast of Amber just before 3 o'clock yesterday afternoon. The Highway Patrol reports the child was driving a 2018 Polaris Ranger. Tried to make a turn. The vehicle overturned and rolled nearly 2 times, coming to rest on its passenger side. The child taken to Grady Memorial Hospital, where she died from head injuries. The girl was not wearing a helmet. State troopers did not release the child's name. A truck driver remains in critical condition following a fiery crash in Caddo County. That accident happened at I-40 and U.S. Highway 281. That's north of Hinton, around mile marker 101 on I-40. The Highway Patrol reports the driver fell asleep and ran off the interstate. The semi crashed into 2 retaining walls and caught fire. The driver, 61-year-old Jose Manzanares of California, first taken to an Oklahoma City hospital, then transferred to a Tulsa hospital, where he was last in critical condition. Portions of the highway were shut down for more than 5 hours. A family found to be living in squalor and a Grady County woman facing charges of child neglect and harboring a runaway teen. The home in such horrible condition that one investigator called it one of the worst he's seen in 10 years, saying every step was like slipping on mud. In a joint investigation by Minco Police and the Caddo County Sheriff's Office, authorities found a cougar home with piles of animal feces and rancid odors of urine and waste, a cage with as many as 25 chickens found in one of the bedrooms. Acting on a tip called into Minco Police, authorities in Caddo County were called in since the home is in the cougar area, which is just west of Minco. The Lawton Constitution reports that 48-year-old Evelyn Posey of Minco taken into custody and was alleged to have been hiding a 13-year-old runaway. Posey facing felony and misdemeanor charges in Caddo County District Court. Her bond set at $50,000. Posey has prior convictions out of Georgia for child sexual abuse and failure to register as a sex offender. More Cool News coming right up.
Think your grandparents are more likely to fall for internet scams than you are? According to national news reports, internet thieves are more successful scamming young people than grandparents. I'm Randy Talley with First National Bank and Trust Company. Protect yourself with our new FNBT 360 checking account with Ultimate ID. You get 3-bureau credit monitoring, instant inquiry alerts, credit score tracker, and fully managed identity fraud recovery services. Call or visit First National Bank, member FDIC.
A couple of Grady County groups combining efforts to help low to moderate income residents make their homes more energy efficient. The Grady County Home Finance Authority and Grady County Emergency Management are offering the program. Cody White is with the Home Finance Authority, discusses some of the work that might be done.
Contractors had purchased an infrared camera, and he'll come in and take a picture before and after of your home. And this will see where the energy is escaping, and then he can come in and, you know, a lot of it's going to be caulking. There's also limited ability to do some insulation.
There's a minimum amount of funding left in the program, and officials that say they can probably help about 20 more families. Applications available at many senior nutrition centers around the county, as well as at the Grady County Emergency Management Office. Controlling bugs in the garden and landscape can be a never-ending battle. In addition to spraying pesticides, you can do things like getting rid of infested plant and trash. Also, cultivate the soil around flowers and plants to expose and destroy pests that might be living just underground. Cheyenne Burns with Grady County OSU Extension says there are some natural enemies to the pests.
Oklahoma gardens contain a large abundance and diversity of arthropod predators and parasitoids that attack many common vegetable pests. Examples include lady beetles, lacewings, and spiders.
Now, if you do decide to use a pesticide, she says you might have to reapply after 2 or 3 days, but suggests limiting the use of pesticides. Checking energy prices, crude oil on the New York Mercantile Exchange at $68.10 a barrel. London-based Brent crude, $74.64. Natural gas, $2.77 per million BTUs. Gold, $1,317. Silver, $16.43. Our weather forecast, a good one today. Sunshine, 77 for the high this afternoon. Chance for some showers and storms coming into Oklahoma late this evening, and they'll be with us through about Thursday. But the best chance for weather in this region will be Wednesday, where there's going to be a chance for some severe weather, so make sure you keep your eye to the sky. Right now, it's fair 63 downtown Chickasha. Get the temperature whenever you want. Call our time and temp line, 222-2233. Cool 105.5 Sports, next.
Every person's life is a story, and those stories are meant to be shared with loved ones. Funerals are a vital part of how our stories can have an impact long into the future. For over 20 years, Ferguson Funeral Home has been helping families to personalize the memorials to celebrate and remember the lives of those gone before us. Pre-planning a funeral can be the best gift you can give your family. Call 224-1344 for an appointment so we can help you tell your story.
In sports, Amber Pocasset, Fort Cobb Broxton, and Fletcher baseball teams have all qualified for the Class A state baseball tournament this week. Fort Cobb Broxton and Fletcher won their if necessary games on Saturday to advance. Fourth ranked Fort Cobb Broxton down to number 11 Pioneer Pleasant Vale 6-2, while number 6 Fletcher outhit number 10 Navajo 14-10. The bracket for the state tournament will be out later today, and the games will start Thursday at DeLacy Park in Oklahoma City. In the meantime, the AMPO softball team qualifying for their state tournament, and they'll play that on Wednesday, and the AMPO Panthers are the 3A academic champions for slow pitch softball in their division. The Blanchard Lions earned their 28th and 29th wins of the spring, picking up wins over a couple of top five teams over the weekend. The Lions downed Marlow, the number 4 ranked team in 3A, 18-0 on Friday. On Saturday, they slipped past Dale, the number 3 ranked team in 2A, 8-7. The Lions to host one of the 8 4A regional tournaments this week, as will the Tuttle Tigers. Marlow expected to host a 3A regional. The USAO baseball team finishing up the regular season with a doubleheader sweep over Bay Cone Saturday out of Bill Smith Ballpark. With the wins, the Drovers, ranked 8th in the country, improved to 41-6, and they finished tied for first place in the conference with Oklahoma City University. But the Drovers will get the number 2 seed in the upcoming Sooner Athletic Conference, since OCU won 2 out of 3 against the Drovers in the regular season. Both USAO and Oklahoma City University to each host a 4-team bracket in the postseason tournament that'll start Friday. USAO will also get to host the tournament title game, which will be next Monday. In USAO's bracket this weekend, the Drovers will open against number seed Bay Cone, whom they just swept a 3-game series, and number 3 seed Texas Wesleyan and number 6 seed Panhandle State also will be playing in Chickasha. In the meantime, the number 3 ranked USAO softball team finished second to Oklahoma City University in the Sooner Athletic Conference. The softball team also to host some Sooner Athletic Conference tournament games. USAO did finish with the best overall record in the conference at 47-4. Checking the NBA playoffs, the Houston Rockets beat Utah in Game 1of the Western Conference semifinals in Houston last night. In the Eastern Conference playoffs, LeBron James had 45 points to lead Cleveland to a Game 7 victory over Indiana to finish up that first-round series. Cleveland now advances to the Eastern Conference semifinals to play Toronto, and Game 1 of that series will be tomorrow night. The other Eastern Conference semifinal opens tonight when Boston entertains Philadelphia. Our cool news, weather, and sports this morning brought to you by Ferguson Funeral Home, First National Bank and Trust, and E&E Construction.